Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net because it's our goal each day to share a message of encouragement and instruction from the Scriptures. Today's message is titled, Delighting to Show Mercy. Listen for that phrase in today's Scripture readings from Micah 7, verse 18 and Ephesians 2, 4 and 5.
Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
It's a beautiful day here in Pennsylvania, and we're blessed to have a day without snow or storms. I consider how around the world the physical and material blessings of those who follow Christ vary so greatly. Some live in functional families where God's love is regularly expressed in the home. Others live in homes marked by division and strife. There are believers who struggle with loneliness and other emotional distresses. Some possess more of the world's stuff than others. Some have good health while others are dealing with a devastating illness. Some live in lands of relative peace while others live under oppression and persecution.
The chaos in Chile due to the massive earthquake they experienced over the weekend is all over the airwaves, and the death toll climbs daily. For weeks we have viewed images of devastation, confusion, and overwhelming loss in Haiti as they continue to recover from the earthquake that struck their land. We consider our brothers and sisters who are raising their families in oppressive lands, especially those in lands dominated by the Islam religion. Their oppression is not a result of natural disaster, but that of man-made and religiously inspired tyranny.
But there is a fundamental spiritual blessing all we who belong to Christ share, and it's really the greatest blessing. We are all recipients of God's grace and mercy. Our daily verse, our first one, is one of those obscure little gems tucked in among the less frequently read minor prophets.
Today we're especially touched by the phrase that God delights to show mercy. Even in the places of greatest need, God is demonstrating his mercy. In fact, in many places, or many ways, it's in places like this that his mercy is more evident and appreciated. Several weeks ago, we saw a video of people singing exuberant praises to God in Haiti amidst the rubble and ruin. It was such a glorious refreshing from the physical devastation surrounding the people that the cable network CNN kept flashing back to this worshipful scene. That contrast was truly amazing and a visible picture of God's mercy unleashed in the hearts of his people.
The mercy of God. What an incomparable dimension of our Lord's character. It's extolled by writers throughout the Bible. David declared, his mercy is very great. Zechariah proclaimed, the tender mercy of our God. Paul says we are objects of his mercy and that God is rich in mercy. James writes, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Peter states his great mercy.
Praise the Lord, whose mercies endure forever. And he delights to demonstrate mercy to each one of us today. Romans 12:1 reminds us, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
Portion of an old hymn today, when all thy mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys, transported with the view, I'm lost in wonder, love, and praise.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus that imparts mercy and pardon for my sins. Wretched as I may be, your mercy is greater. Only a God like you chooses to delight in expressing mercy to the undeserving masses that defy your holy name. Thank you for reaching me in the depth of my sin and raising me to the height of your holiness. It is only through your blood and your mercy that I come. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for sharing a prayer. And actually, she's written another prayer that she felt would be best expressed as a separate prayer that is on our post today. And that was a special burden to pray for the people of Chile and other hurting places. And, as she was writing that prayer, we actually heard from a Chilean friend we had been concerned about. And thankfully, although some damage to property in her family, apparently all her immediate family lived through the earthquake. Well, we do have a number of supplemental resources on the site today. Several songs related to the mercy of God that are available as a link to YouTube. We also have a chapter from The Mercy of God from A.W. Pink's classic work, The Attributes of God, and a video message on the mercy of God from Times Square Church in New York City. Well, thank you for joining us today for our reading. We prepare these messages right here in our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. But we're glad wherever we are being listened to, we can declare God's mercy is great. Thanks again for joining us, and may God fill your heart with assurance of that mercy today.